It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Kevin Hurst with USU Eastern. He is the director of student life up there on the campus. And, you know, we understand that it's still, you know, as we look outside, it's lightly snowing and we're still a long ways away. But now is the best time to prepare for the fall if you're going to USU Eastern. And the great thing about it is you get all this stuff done now and you can enjoy those last few months of being a senior and being in high school and enjoy that for you. So we're going to talk about all of the things that you can get done ahead of time at USU Eastern. You can start right now. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Dave, thanks for having me on. Excited to talk about the early bird gets the worm when it comes to school and fall semester.
Really, and that really rings true with scholarships as well. So let's talk about everything as far as, you know, getting ready now to attend USU Eastern in the fall.
Yeah, so I'd love to talk about one great opportunity for students is our leadership opportunities and leadership student leadership scholarships. We have excellent teams. The application process is currently open, and our deadline is March 4th. And so anybody thinking, I want to go to USU Eastern and want a scholarship to be on a leadership team, March 4th is your deadline to get your application in.
And that's getting really, really close. Whether you want to admit it or not, it's 2 weeks away, basically.
It's coming. And yep, so there's an application and there's some requirements to that application, but want to put that on your radar because we're always looking for great student leaders and a wide variety of student leaders, especially from our local area, to help promote Eastern at your alma mater. You get to go back to your high school in some occasions or plan events and activities on campus or really support and help other students be successful. So a lot of great opportunities there.
There's great opportunities in that situation. And another thing that you mentioned before we came on, with tax time is kind of a really important time of year when it comes to school in the fall. Because when you're going to fill out that FAFSA, you've got to have those taxes done first. And that is fast approaching as well, right? You can get on there and start working on those kinds of things.
Yeah, so the government changed the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA, we love acronyms, to a prior. So it will go off your previous taxes. This year's taxes are important because if you need to do an adjustment to your FAFSA, you can based on a change to income or earning power. And so, but yeah, now would be a great time to complete your FAFSA, see what you have available through grants and dollars to help pay for school. There's a lot of great options to cover the educational costs.
And one of the most important things, really, before we start talking about leadership applications and all those things, is applying for USU Eastern, period.
That's the first step always. Yep.
And so you just go in and you guys have really taken great care of it as far as getting it all under one roof with one-stop services. And they can do all of those things. And we talk about that in the past, but what are some of the things that the students can do at one-stop?
Yeah, so you can explore scholarships. You can apply for school. You can meet with an advisor and talk about courses, major options, career choices. You can pay your bill. So we have cashiers right there. But it's a one-stop for all your needs.
And it's all right there, and they will take care of you right there on campus and kind of get your footsteps going in the direction that you need to go to. Now, another thing that people look at when they're looking to go to school are scholarships. So there are scholarships available now to start filling out your paperwork and those kinds of things. And One Stop is another great place for all that information. So when kids are filling out these scholarships and everything, what's some of the information that they're going to need to do that?
Yeah, so for our academic scholarships, that's all based on your application. So when you submit your application, we'll need your high school GPA and your transcript. And if you've taken test scores, then please submit your test scores. And we have a rubric, and you can automatically get an academic scholarship based on those merit performances. And then we've simplified the scholarship process because who wants to apply for 100 scholarships? It's one application to be considered for all the scholarships we have available. So you go into it's called Scholarship Universe. That's just our scholarship platform, but it's how we award scholarships. You complete one application. You provide us with the relevant information, where you attended school, if you're a first-generation college student, which means mom and dad have not completed a bachelor's, if you have red hair, sometimes that can factor in. But give us all the relevant information, and we'll weigh your application against all the scholarships we have available and award accordingly.
And I know that one of the big scholarships for this area, and the main reason that I know it is because my wife was a recipient of it, is the Sacramento Scholarship. Is that included in Scholarship Universe?
It is, yep. Sacramento and the McKnight, all the scholarships are all funneled through that Scholarship Universe application and our one application process to see what you could get awarded. And
That is actually a great thing, because when my wife was going back to school, scholarship applications were like a part-time job for her.
Right. You know, you're filling out 100. Yeah. It's like, oh, I like this one, so I'll apply, and that one I'll apply. Yeah.
So this universe, you just go in, fill out all your information, and it'll tell you which ones you're eligible for, and then apply to those for you. Is that how it works?
Yep. So that one application through the software will weigh against all the scholarships. If there's additional information we need, you'll get a prompt saying, please provide this essay or please provide this additional information. But yeah, it's a one and done to be considered for all the scholarships we have offered. And it's a lot more straightforward and streamlined.
That makes it so much easier. The other thing, too, I'm sure coming up in the spring when the weather gets a little bit better, you guys will have them again, because you have them in the fall, are school tours. Are you guys going to do some tours this spring to get students in?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because part of the application process, there is an application fee. We are currently waiving that fee for anybody who comes on campus, whether that's for an event, a tour, just to come visit. But you can set up a tour. We offer tours daily at 10:30. But if 10:30 doesn't work for you, please contact our Cameron West or Krista Hepworth, and they'll schedule a tour that's convenient for you and your family, if you want to bring the family along. And as part of that tour, we'll waive your $50 application fee, and so you can apply for free.
So maybe the best thing to do is go on a tour, and then if you like it so much, you head right to One Stop Student Services and get rolling.
You got it.
All right. Was there anything else that we're forgetting that kind of is on a checklist for students as far as fall is concerned?
I think we're good for fall. Okay. Yeah. If you're interested in jumping into school, yeah, let's get that application. You can even, we're being very accommodating for anybody wanting to meet with an advising team, or if you can't make it on campus, obviously we'd love to host you on campus. We love to showcase our campus, but we can also connect with you virtually. We've learned a lot through COVID, and so we could do an advising appointment via Zoom or virtually if that's more conducive to your schedule or more convenient, and you can set those things up through the One Stop.
All right. Kevin Hurst with the Director of Student Life on campus at USU Eastern. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. Always great things that are going on, and it's great to get this information out to the public and let them know what's going on up there as well.
Absolutely, and thanks for having me on, Dave.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.